Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello. It's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM. Glad to partner with you again this week.
Glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners about this past week in Israel?
Absolutely, Stephen. Well, the current war still involves Hamas, as an IDF soldier was seriously injured from an operational accident in central Gaza Strip. The IDF continues to eliminate any threat to the Jewish state on the southern border. However, currently, Stephen, the fighting is mostly in the north this week. The IDF has been actively demolishing Hezbollah's capital terror base in southern Lebanon. And since the beginning of Operation Roaring Lion, IDF forces operating on the ground, air, and at sea have conducted targeted raids, dismantled more than 4,200 Hezbollah terrorist infrastructure sites, and located over 1,250 weapons. That includes long-range rockets, anti-tank missiles, RPG launchers, firearms, and explosive devices. As a matter of fact, Hezbollah terrorists were firing at IDF soldiers from hospital windows, using it for surveillance, observation posts, and shelter. They were hiding weapons cache inside the hospital as well.
Wow, Suzanne, from an actual hospital.
Oh yes, Stephen. Hamas also does it in Gaza. It's not uncommon for them to use hospitals and schools. Hezbollah systematically exploits medical facilities, including ambulances, for military purposes, thereby violating international law and endangering civilian population. In the midst of the ongoing fighting, a number of IDF soldiers were lightly and moderately injured, some seriously wounded, tragically, including a reservist and a battalion commander. Some good news: Israel's air defense intercepted 92% of Iranian missiles since February 28th, the most battle-tested missile shield in history. Also noteworthy, in Washington this past week, after 43 years, direct talks took place between Israel and Lebanon.
Wow, 43 years. That is hopeful. Is there anything more, Suzanne, and how should we pray this week?
Canadians will enjoy hearing this. It was reported that Israel's senior men's hockey team made it out of Israel in between Iranian missile attacks and captured the gold medal in their final game at the Division 2B World Championships on April 12th in Bulgaria. The team overcame limited practice time and disrupted flights due to the war with Iran to win all five games. Finally, we cannot overlook the important ceremony of Israel's Holocaust Remembrance Day on the 14th. A simultaneous two-minute nationwide siren evoked quiet rather than panic as the country stopped to stand in silence to remember the 6 million who were murdered in the Holocaust. The Shoah, as it's called in Hebrew. Even traffic on road highways stopped. People stood outside their vehicle in silent reflection. All over the nation, you saw Muslim and Jew standing side by side in silence and respect. The walls of the old city of Jerusalem were lit with 6 candles and the words in Hebrew, "We shall never forget." A ceremony took place at Yad Vashem Holocaust Museum, usually live, but because of the war, was pre-recorded this year. Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke to the nation, quote, "Every year I stand at Yad Vashem and say, there will not be another Holocaust. And today those words are backed by the mighty actions of the IDF, the steadfastness of Israel's citizens, and the strong determination of the government of Israel," unquote. During this ceremony, 6 Holocaust survivors, 2 women and 4 men, lit 6 torches. As each lit, they were introduced in a video, capturing their personal testimony of survival and resilience. Amazingly, 120 survivors have moved to Israel since the war began in October 2023. That's Holocaust survivors, folks. Every one of them is living proof that the Jewish spirit cannot be broken, declaring, "From the ashes of the Holocaust to the rebirth of Israel, we rise. Hallelujah." With that declaration, let's agree in prayer for the following. The current ceasefire results in permanent stability and peace with Lebanon and Iran. Comfort for the elderly, parents, children who experience trauma in the midst of war in the Middle East. More and more Canadians standing against anti-Semitism and show support for Israel and our Jewish citizens here in Atlantic Canada. Comfort to our Jewish Monctonian community at their Holocaust Remembrance Ceremony at the synagogue on the 21st. Declare Psalm 46 over Israel for comfort and reassurance. Finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem, as we are commissioned by Deuteronomy 11:12 that says, "The eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel." Since his eyes are on Israel, our eyes must be equally on Israel.
Thank you, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
It's always my pleasure, Stephen. And to our audience, we say thank you so much for your prayers and shalom. Peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.